time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. Now, when you talk about religious or politics, you usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. And the topic of the show is forgive freely. And we will be coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. But at this time, I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to let our heart to participate with others, to let their desire to fulfill their task, which you have chosen them to do. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. I will not be reading from the King James Version Bible, but I do read the King James Version Bible. I'm reading from a study guide Bible to help me understand the scripture a little bit better, but I do read the King James Version. Just want to put that disclaimer out there. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard I Pray. And the topic of the show is forgive freely. And the scripture that we will come from is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, it's Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. If, however, you were raised up with the Christ, go on seeking the things above, where the Christ is seated at the right hand of God. In verse 2, is keep your mind fixed on the things above and not on the things upon the earth. I like to go on Facebook and search for videos that will be that somebody posts that will be something positive that can inspire me. And I ran across this video, and the name of the video is Why Daddy Lies. This video come on with this man and little girl walking in the park. I guess she is about 7 or 8 years old. She gave her daddy an essay which she had wrote and won first place for writing this essay. The essay starts out, Daddy is the sweetest daddy in the world. And the man looked down at his daughter with a smile, at him with love in her eyes. Also, the essay say, Daddy is the most handsome and the smartest and the most clever and the most kindest. She say, he is my Superman. Daddy want me to do well at school. Daddy is just great. At that point, the video flashed to different parts of the video, all the things that her and her father are doing together. This is what comes after Daddy is great. That touches me. The essay say, but he lies. But he lies. The father stopped at that part with pain in his heart. The essay say, he lies about having a job. He lies about having money. And this video show how the man is doing all the jobs people don't want. As this video flashed to this little girl writing this essay, the part that touched me the most was when she said, he lies, he not tired, and he not hungry. He lies about we having everything, also about his happiness. And the essays end with, he lies because of me. The man is standing and just crying a river of tears. The girl is standing and holding her head down, knowing her father had reached that part of that essay. She walked up to her father with her head down, don't know what to expect from her father. The only thing both of them could do is hug each other. A child's future is worth every sacrifice. Forgive freely don't just mean forgive the next person. It also means forgive yourself. You find your purpose, you stop the pain. The pain what was inflicted in your life could have been from your mother or your father mistreating you because they was on drugs or alcohol or been hurt in their own childhood. The same way how they treated you was the same way somebody treated them. So they only learned what was taught to them. The mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become your life. And we accept the responsibility to live up to their weakness. See, you can't be two people at the same time. So you manifest their weakness as a strength. They probably was beating on you a lot. Now, you yourself is starting to bully people, only to prove how desperately you are misguided. Stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. You must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. Most of your pain is self-chosen. We find reason not to do some things in our life. We don't believe in ourselves. The starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with your God. And forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. See, the walls is in your life there for protection against people who claim to love you. Until you step over into love, you will not be able to grow and prevail in confidence because you harness bitterness. That's what feeds your doubts. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions? In the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined to please God. If you doesn't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. See, God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. Only you can be displeased with your destination, and only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. See, obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we step into our dreams and take on the voices we hear in our head. And people saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts, strength does not come from you winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through your hardship and decide not to surrender, that's its strength. It's not the knockdowns that define us, but how many times you bounce back. What kind of name are you making for yourself? Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's minds of your life? Become all things. Break the oppressor's opinion of you. Stop letting someone else's opinion become your reality. And stop letting your greatness be cut short from someone else's pain. If we take time to be zealous and not jealous, we can have impacts on people's lives. Every day is a new day you have to say to yourself, I can enter this race of life, and I can be a winner in life. I heard somebody the other day say they was tired of trying. I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. We sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused on life. So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thought pattern. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. Give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain into love. You will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Self-control makes you remember the dramatic impact of unpleasant experiences that put a crushing defeat on your heart and mind. So pain is salt on your priorities and confuses you. Disappointment allows fear to destroy your love. Stop catering to the weakness and take back your control. Be conscious that would die unless you step over into love. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? If you stop concentrating just on the fragments of your life and stop letting your feelings control your action and do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up, learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet figured out about yourself. If you keep concentrating on your personal mistakes, you will feel like giving up whenever you encounter challenges that life will present itself. We must learn to refuse to be a slave in our own mind. Enslavement belongs to all corruption conditioned of the mind. That condition is not your fears. Fear has been implanted in your mind from other people. That's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story of themselves. Because you were separated from your expectation. That's how limitation progresses. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied letting limitation have its way with your decisions. Life cuts so deep, you must be able to heal quick. See, the devil feeds your doubts with impoliteness and don't consider your tears. They don't have any meaning to his satisfied assault on your priorities. He will deny your tenderness and accept all your weakness. Become provoked and momentary. Take the first step to unattach your disappointment and pain from your needless rules and regulations. You really have to concentrate on hitting your craft evenly, consistently, all the time. So we need God, Holy Spirit, to navigate this problem back on the right track. You must be able to adapt. That's what's going to enable you to survive this world, broken promise. What you're trying to do is to reestablish trust, give people a chance to hold that love in their hand. See, your spirit cannot show you the way till you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Only then you can untouch your disappointment. You know, tell yourself, Lord, sometimes it get hard on this journey in life. So many crossroads, not knowing which way to go. But I pray all roads lead back to you. Yes, there will be a few wrong roads you take. You should be looking for the sign to direct you back on the right path. You don't want to get lost out here and be left alone. So keep asking for So keep asking for direction to God's mercy. You should say every morning to yourself, God blew the breath of love into my body with so much authority that it inclined me to say to myself, yes, I can do anything that I set my mind to. To your spirit touch my fears and ran them away. Your determination took on, you're not good enough, and you can't do it, you don't belong here, and kept them all. God, I beg of your forgiveness because I'm planning on to kill self-doubts on sight. And that should be the only thing you want to kill is self-doubts and not one another. Give love when you don't have to. I know it gets hard sometimes to love through your tears. When people mistake, keep producing bad results to your heart, but keep receiving them in a kind manner. See, life is just like a bully. Every day he sees you, he's going to pick on you. So you have to fight him every day. But each time you fight him, you begin to learn something about him. You learn how to defend yourself and what you need to do to get prepared how to fight him. Eventually, he's going to get tired of fighting you because he sees you not getting scared of him. You continue to grow and getting stronger and stronger. His threats is getting weaker. Now the role is reversed on him. But he's getting scared of you. But he don't want you to realize that. But as you continue not to back down and keep fighting, that person or that thing in life, it will surrender. That's the law of life. How to work together to understand one another and talk things out before you make a decision without looking at the consequences of your action. Do not hold yourself a discouragement of the heart. Free that guilt that overthrow your strength. It's what will help you to outrun any bad situation. See, self-examination must take place in your mind and heart of your weakness. You must focus on your boldness. Your boldness and awareness is an urgency behalf of your soul. So you need to be persistent and be forceful to engage in a meaningful, powerful impact to master the skill of handling everyday problems. You know, take charge of your life. Intrude your presence upon this world. That will reaffirm reality. Separate your emotions. And when things begin to change, only then you'll render a stable place in life. Despite of obstacles, each day that passes, add a new chapter to your life. What will the recording say about your effort to contribute to life? Because of being separated from your concentration, you will be enslaved in your own mind. See, enslavement belongs to all corruption condition of the mind. Stop becoming satisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decision. It only hinders you from receiving your blessing. Be dark and individuals cannot see their glory. So people will try to force their pain in your life. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. A encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. See, the evil is trying to materialize the kind heart you have. See, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. Love starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As we fill that blank sheet with decisions, action, and experience of life that shape our individuality and personality, and desire takes some false steps before he or she aware of it, to try to readjust his life. Who changed the world? A powerful message. Change your emptiness, not your needless fears. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment. Circumstances will force you to make a decision to act and how to unleash your own greatness. Only then, personal development will discover the pain in yourself. Sometimes in life, our misery become our mission. And some people's fantasy become their reality. Unsatisfied what became a tragedy. Love can free you from a needless fear. You don't have fears. You have other people's fears what have been implanted in your mind. That's why people don't understand themselves. Most of their life, they have to live in someone else's story. So you must revisit your standards and come to the conclusion to prove the way that I react. If you declare a war with yourself over this issue, you are for a strenuous battle, a battle that you are almost certain to lose. You must push your limitations well beyond your expectations. Why you wouldn't move out the way and let limitation progress? See, I could taste bitter regrets of decisions that enticed me to pursue an unwise decision to live in an ungodly world. Unaware acquaintance may expose our soul to danger. It's what contributes to feeling of downheartedness. Love is a base human need, and we thrive for it. Are you running on emptiness? We have the prospect not only to live forever, but also to love and be loved forever. Because of being separated from my concentration on my personal mistakes, I feel like giving up. I could not overlook the challenge of my shortcomings. I had to learn how to admire those unselfish, devoted obstacles was robbing me from my joy. Now, then I became unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with my decision. It only hinders me from receiving my blessing. Nevertheless, I refuse to be enslaved in my own mind. Freedom doesn't belong to all corrupting condition of the mind. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. See, much bigger pain recall my biggest hurdle. Love know not its own depths until the hour come of separation. See, your kids may strive to be like you, but seek not to make them like you, but better than you. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. If it's not fulfilled, the silence of echoes of regrets torment that love that was not receive upon a tender ear. See, obviously, we jeopardize our reputation acquainting ourselves with a conversation not upbuilding around our kids. When they go to school and display that bad language that you thought was cute, just got him or her suspended from school. Now, they don't understand love because it's insinuating there's no help. Now, the condition becomes distressing to them. So their hope and aspiration began to hold them back from doing good. Your kid consideration deserves your most careful attention you have because their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show you greatness in them. So they work hard to impress you. So we get tied up in everybody else's problem and forget about the blessing. The only thing they want is to make you happy. But you let your problem affect your child's dream. When you look into your kids' eyes, do you see your pain in them? If so, let it go. Because that's what you will put in them. So please put it not into your kids, but into your strength, so you can outrun any bad situation in life. I'm staring at my mother's picture on the wall. I tell myself she didn't get the chance to see my greatness. The only thing she saw was my self-doubts. Mom knew love. Miraculously, she embraced the fear that challenged her child. Time immobilized her life. Now, I'm faced dissatisfied with my life, contemplating why did I betray the one who accepted my weakness? And why couldn't I be a strong man? So I prayed to God for him to deliver me from that tendency. Help me to engage in the battle of confidence. Because I'm from the bottom, that don't mean I have to get comfortable and want to stay there. Yes, Mom, your kind heart was not unfailing in reaching my darkest moment. I was displeased with my destination, and only I could add a step in the walk of life. Mom, your spirit picked me up and carried me until I was able to walk. Now I quit drinking and smoking cigarettes. You know, I wish God could pull back the clouds in the sky and let you peek down here and let you see me now. So I ask God to let your voice descend down here and say, while you prosecute, do not consider it beneath your dignity to teach kids how to support one another, to grow and prevail despite of opposition. Cultivate humility and haughtiness and cling proudly to your dreams and ideas. Too many goodbyes and not enough hellos to your dreams. So you must conquer the time that you would have left. When you look back on your life, will it be clear that you made wise decisions? We live in a treacherous, disloyal world. People using sly promises, insincere expression of affection to devour someone. Empowerment is the key to handling assault of destruction. The strong will always oppress the weak, and the rich will always exploit the poor. No matter how strong they are, there's a limit to what they can do. We as disadvantaged peoples are trapped in an unfair world. We work tirelessly to reap a just reward, all our hard work. Injustice dominates our life and dictates it will always be this way. Because sometimes we don't make something work at that time, that don't mean you fail. Because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. You have to keep pushing until you get your results. You must have patience and the will to keep going. See, bad impulse dominate our life and forbid us to see clearly. We embrace in the confidence of silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in the battle of something positive. We must become dissatisfied with empty quarters of our hearts and learn how to forgive freely ourselves and others. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
About the pain you can bear. Your daddy did you wrong as a baby. Somebody always had to touch you there. You stay awake at night, just crying. You hear the sounds of doom. Stop fearing. When morning comes, you know she'll be denied. Daddy be the down with the kitchen chair. Oh, let me heal your bitterness with a little tenderness. Let me hold you. I won't hurt you. The love I give is gonna last. I'll help you through your painful past. Let me love you. And we'll make all your dreams come true. The nightmares make you toss and turn. Your innocence has been snatched away. The smell, the taste, the ashes burn. The alcohol has stolen another day. So now you ask the Lord for his direction, and you pray for love and romance, but all you feel is his rejection. But hey, I'm your knight, baby, give me a chance.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You'll listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Tenderness, and that was a great song. It was well applied at a time like this. You know, we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip hop, pop, rock, country, etc. You know, we are hip hop with a twist. The only thing we ask is you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And the topic of this show was forgive freely. And you definitely need some tenderness to be able to forgive freely. We also have a new segment on that show called Hip Hop Honor Roll. I want to brief talk about a young man named Jeremiah Asbury. This is a young man that I mentor to, that I go see quite often, to spend a little time with this young man and try to mentor to him. He's a very bright young man. He's doing great in school. He goes to Liddy Cooper Elementary School. He's on honor roll. And I just want to give him a shout out and let him know that he's doing a great job. And I'm doing the best that I can with this young man. So I can't reach so many people at one time. So I try to take one child and spend much as time I could with that one child with my resource that I have to work with a young man. I just want to give him a shout out. But the top of the show was forgive freely. And I wanted that, do anybody have a comment or something that they've been through? They had to forgive somebody freely or forgive themselves to help them to get to the next level. Anybody want to make a comment? The line is open.
Well, this is Rod. You know, I've been listening to the show, and you know, a lot of people don't realize that to set yourself free, as far as the burden of, let's put it like this, the burden of violence, the burden of anger, the burden of ugly thoughts of retaliation and what have you. When someone takes your trust and misuses it, takes your love and misuses it, takes your time and misuses it, you know, to be able to forgive, because you see, a lesson learned is something that is golden. And once you realize that these people exist all around you, and that you have to understand your boundaries, what you're willing to give. You see, there's the catch to it. Giving, understanding that what you gave was out of kindness, out of love, out of friendship. You can forgive those people, but that doesn't mean you're going to forget. You know, the thing to get past and to let go of the negative thoughts of retaliation and the anger, the stress on your emotions, that's important to your individuality. You know, things used to go wrong, and I'll say this like this, you know, I've been married twice. My first marriage, when things went wrong, and I still had to continue to go to work every day, you know, I didn't tell anyone that, you know, that we had separated and what have you. I still went to work, you know, and a year later, after, you know, they kept questioning me about, well, how's home? How's your wife? How's this and that and the other? I finally told my supervisor, I said, we haven't been together for a year. And she said to me, well, I couldn't tell. And I said, well, wait a minute. Everybody has a right to make a decision. And you have to respect that. If it was her decision that she wanted to let go and go, then okay. I could accept that. But then I'm still going to be me. I have to forgive, because if that's the way that she felt, I didn't need that in my life. I didn't need the negativity. I didn't need the anger. I didn't need someone there that wasn't going to be for me. So I could forgive her, but in the same way of forgiving her, I got past it. And I believe in God. When one door closes, another opens. And for that reason, you may not be able to see it, but then guess what? I've been with my second wife for over 25 years. She treats me like a king. She's my queen. My ex-wife, she's been passed around from one boyfriend to another boyfriend. Nobody wants to keep her. You know, sometimes getting past and wishing someone the best, even though they did you wrong or they treated you in a negative way, you know, is the best come around in your life. Because you see, was it me? Was it them? Was it my vulnerability? Was it me that was so shallow that I couldn't understand and give to my spouse? No, it was her. So if she's listening, guess what? Hey. I can sit and laugh because she did me a favor. Sometimes people do you a favor. Sometimes people will come up and ask and they borrow $5. And you know what you do? You give them $5. And you'll never see them again in life. Sometimes you have to pay people. You know, are you angry because they didn't bring you back the $5? Well, okay, fine. But guess what? In that same anger, you did yourself a favor. You know, you did yourself a favor because you got rid of, you got past someone that could have been in your life, that would have been a roadblock, a stumbling stone. You know, God's got a plan for us. And I believe that. I live that. I appreciate that. I've had to understand it through my years. Because, you see, when you're young, you don't, God's got a plan. Well, what is it? You know, you expect, you know, it to be revealed right in front of your eyes. Oh, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to walk the walk. You have to talk the talk. And then you'll see the miracles and the wonders that he will bring to your life. Even in your darkest of times, don't give up. Don't let your faith go. Ask for your faith to become stronger. Look for the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, go forward. Don't slip back into the darkness and the ugliness and the revenge, because then, guess what? You're not walking in the proper manner, because you got to be able to understand. God is the only one that can judge each and every one of us. We can't judge each other. God is the one that judges us. So, you know, just in that insight and understanding to forgive, that's divine. And to clear your mind and to let go of the anger, that's harmony. Because with anger within your soul and your spirit, you can't have harmony. You can't have tranquility. You can't have a level playing field or a level mind to think and plot your own course, because you've got all of these waves coming at you that are distracting you from your true purpose, from the point of what you were put here to be, for the point of being all you can be. You know, a cluttered mind is like a cluttered closet. You can't find what you're looking for, especially if it's cluttered with the evils of revenge and remembering all the ugly things that have been done to you. You know, it might come to you in the middle of your sleep, but then guess what? Clear the closet. You know, let it go. It was then. You got past it. Where are you now? You know, those that don't get past it go to prison. Those that take the revenge and the ugliness, they stop the purpose of what God put them here for. They will not fulfill the plan because they decided to take things into their own hands. Instead of taking things in your own hands, forgive, let it go. Let God take care of that for you. Give it to God. He can do anything. His wonders. You'd be surprised. You know, at my age, I've seen a lot of people that I would have thought of ripping their heads off and you know, running them down in the streets, and that have stole from me and what have you. They're gone. They're gone. Why? Because maybe they didn't change and understand. That's not the way God put us on earth and wanted us to be. You know, and the thing about it is that it takes a village to raise a child, but that village was created by God. Heaven and earth, he did it in 7 days. No one's been able to come up and say different. That's what I believe. Now, did I talk too long, John?
Rodo, you gave some great insight in what people need, something that people need to hear. See, your breakdown could have been somebody's breakthrough. And I really appreciate the point that you made, that you didn't let disappointment allow fear to destroy your love that you had for the next person, that your next wife that you came to meet and was your queen, and she treated you like a queen, I mean like a king. If you haven't forgave and found some tenderness within yourself, you would have passed that on to the next level of your relationship or your next marriage. But I see that you learned from your first mistake or whatever that you went through with your wife. And most people in life, that's what they don't do. They hold all that in, grudges and want revenge and all that type of stuff that's going toxic you. It's put poison in your body and stuff like that. You kept going, and it was a remarkable thing that you said that you went to work every day like nothing was wrong. You held your composure together in life. Under pressure, you held things together. You didn't break. And I noticed you said that about your supervisor when she said that she didn't know that y'all had separated. And you had brought up a lot of great points in which that it's enlightened me also, some things that you touched and brought some things to my attention that I needed to hear. Because I had a similar story about a young lady that I wanted to marry, and things didn't work out. And it kind of hurt me real bad. It set me back in life. At first, I was holding grudges. I was kind of angry. I didn't want to get involved with nobody else. But I had to learn how to let go of all that pain and want to have that revenge so that the next person that God would bring into my life, that I'd be willing to embrace the love that person have instead of push it away. That's one thing you didn't do in your second marriage. You embraced love. You didn't turn love away. And that was a great thing that you said, and I respect that from you coming from a man to be able to express his feelings like that openly. He doesn't have too many men to do that, and I want to say that you are a man to be able to sit here and say those things, you know. And I can say, no, you did not talk too long. You did not talk enough. Mr. Raw Dog.
Well, you know what, John, Durham, I'm going to say, you know, life itself has so many curves and twists and bumps. You know, it's like, you know, I remember in an Al Green song, you know, it says, for the good, for the bad, the happy, and the sad. You know, a lot of people don't realize that it's an educational ride. It's a ride of maturity. It's a ride of character. It's all of those things that at the end of the road that you look back and you find grew with inside you, the human being. You know, the bigger the individual as far as being able to get past, let go, and move forward, the character rises to such a point that nothing can bother them, especially when you have God and what have you. You know, things are more laughable than you cry about. You might start out crying, but just like I said about the first marriage and the thing, I can laugh about it. Because, you see, at that point, at that minute, seemed like the end of the world. But today, it seemed like that world had to end so I could be in the world and life that I'm experiencing today. You know, the thing is you have to look towards tomorrow with the faith that God does have a plan, and you have to allow yourself to be a child of God. You see, once you open up and you take in the point one, do with me as you will, and you say that from your heart to God, you have nothing to fear. It's a beautiful world out here if you let God in your heart. And other than that, you know, hey, you know, we could carry this on until the tomorrow. Because, you see, I hope we're reaching young people to understand that at this moment, no matter what bad or depression you're feeling, give it to God.
Give it to God.
Ask Him for help. Ask Him. Tell Him you're lost. Tell Him you need Him.
Need guidance. We all need
He'll
guidance.
He'll be there.
Yeah, and then, you know, every day is a new day. You have to say to yourself that you can enter this race of life and you can be a winner. For you, I thought about you when you say you, for a year, you've done that. Every day had to be a new day for you, going to work, to act like, you know, everything was normal. You know, every day was a new day to you, and that's where you treated it. And more people needs to have that same kind of spirit in life, especially the young people. They are so quick to give up so easy in life because they do not produce that certain thing they want in their life at that moment. And they give up and they think they are a failure because they didn't produce what they wanted at that moment. And in your process, you went through the whole process. You went through the whole process of the pain to find out what was the answer. And that's wrong with a lot of people. They don't want to go through the whole process. They want a little pain and stop. But no, you're going to have to go through the whole process to get your answer in life. You know? And I really appreciate all your insight, what you brought to the show today, Raw Dog.
Well, you know what, John? I think you have a tremendous show. You know, I got love for you. I've listened to you grow. I've listened to your thought process get even deeper about the meaning and the purpose of life. And I've seen you glow as a young man that's going to make it to be an elder. Remember, it takes a village to teach the children, and I think you're one heck of a teacher. God bless you, man. I mean, you know, I can remember we started out way back when, and we're here now, and I am proud of you. I am very, very proud of you. God bless you.
God bless you.
This has been a wonderful show. I'll let you take it out. We've only got about 10 seconds.
Okay, let me end with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and say I want to give thanks for you allowing people like Raw Dog to be